The Rebbe was, this is in the Holy Letters of Volume 5, this is letter number 1289. The Rebbe sent out various different letters with very similar languages to the various different people to help Rabbi Weinberg, who was out there going to raise money. This is dated, Baruch Hashem, Yud Beis Kislev, Tashem Brooklyn, New York, Harav Agon, Avosi Yuchasi, all titles, Levi Yitzchok Sheyichya, the chief rabbi. He was Levi Yitzchok Rabinowitz. He was in South Africa. The Rebbe sent him also, the Rebbe sent out everybody letters to help Rabbi Weinberg. So the Rebbe is saying to him, after all the titles and greeting him, the Rebbe says, I'm coming now like this. We see again, the Rebbe says, I'm going to go through quickly because it's very similar to the previous letter, although it's different, that we see vividly the great godly spiritual success that rests, thank Hashem, on the yeshivas of Chabad Lubavitch from the time that they were founded 55 years ago to the past till now. These yeshivas successfully raised, with Hashem's help, thousands of students, Ken Yirbu, may they be increased, which are great geniuses in Torah and fear of heaven. A great portion of them have served and continue to serve in a beautiful way in the holy, in various different jobs, rabbinic, holy jobs amongst important communities in Israel. Most of the students and those who are educated in the yeshivas of Chabad Lubavitch are on the forefront, in the first line of service and good work in the field of spreading out Torah with Yerushalayim and strengthening matters of Judaism in places where they live, and many times till literally self-sacrifice. However, notwithstanding their spiritual success, the material situation of Merkez Yeshiva Lubavitch, of the Central Lubavitch Yeshiva at this point, is very difficult and very serious. The debt has gone way up, and they threaten the existence of this giant institution. In connection with this, these days, the Shadar, the agent, is going to Africa, Rabbi Chosid, with the titles of Rabbi Yishlev Weinberg, as an agent of the yeshiva of Merkez Yeshiva Chabad Lubavitch. I'm asking your honor to help him in all possible way so that he should be successful with his mission to bring the support and the help which is hope to this giant institution. The great mitzvah of supporting the complete Torah, Torah Tmima, certainly does not require any explanation to somebody like yourself. And let it be Hashem's will that very soon in our days we should see the raising of the horn of Torah and the horn of Israel, Sava, the Israel Sava, which is Yaakov, which is the Jewish people, until the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, when the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem, B'v'heder Yimeinu Amen, with blessing and with admiration. The Rebbe says further in a footnote, I want to give something over about the Parsha and about the matter of Mesiras Nefesh. There is two opinions is known in the source that a 13-year-old becomes a bar mitzvah. Number one is the opinion of Rashi, Nozer Choftes Beis, the Ramaskal Rabbi Yossi, that with 13-year-old we find that the Torah refers to him as an Ish, because it says that the Yikush Nebrin Yaakov, Shimon Valevi Ish Harbi, that the two sons of Yaakov, Shimon and Levi, each one took their sword. And this is also found in the Machzei Vitri for Rav Yitzchak Perikei. And the intent over here that the name Ish represents greatness, as we find in Misomcho Ish, when they were saying to Moshe in the Pasik, as Rashi Rabbi Vachayi said, not like the Shmos Rabba, or V'chazakta V'yisali, you'll be strong, be a man. So a man means a level of maturity, and others. Number two, the opinion of the Rosh, in Shalas Shuvah Resh Klas Zayin, that this is included in those measures which have been passed down from Moshe V'Sinai. So what is the difference between the two opinions? Is what is the rule of a Ben Noyach, a non-Jew? According to the first opinion, also a Ben Noyach, a non-Jew, for who is 13 mitzvahs, a 13-year-old will be for his own mitzvahs, the seven mitzvahs. But according to the second opinion, as understood also, because it has nothing to do Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, the Rebbe brings down various different sources, the Rambam and the Shach Sam Sefer. So which means that according to the second opinion, this is a Torah law. The Torah determines that, but it's not a natural law. But according to the first opinion, this is a natural thing by majority. When you're 13 years old, you mature. That when a 13-year-old becomes old enough in his intellect and his knowledge, we can find a hint based on Musar, the lesson. Therefore, when we bring a proof from the obligation of mitzvahs, we bring it by Ikhli Ish. They took their sword, man. This is a proof that is based on reason and rationale that it needs to be so. So, the right of ways, there is the response to Shevri Bet Tziboy that don't say. So it seems like don't say that it's sufficient to turn mitzvahs based on reason and rationale. So you should point out with your finger, look and see what the Bnei Yaakov did. They took each one their sword. Soon as they were obligated the mitzvahs, there they started the service with Mesiris Nefesh Dafke. Shows you that it's not, so which means, according if we learn it out from the Pasuk, it means that it's irrational, it's intellectual, but still doesn't remain by the intellect. You have to lead Mr. Snefesh because they took an act which they took on the whole city over there. So that shows that notwithstanding the fact that the source is rational, they mature, but what they need to do is total devotion and self-sacrifice.